presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one and all. Thank you for joining us today. It's really odd, at least here, that, you know, since we started the show on our own Blog Talk platform, there have been no glitches. That's interesting. I'll knock on wood because I just probably sealed my fate right there. But anyway, I am here to welcome my beautiful, wonderful son, who I adore, Eric Matthews. Hi, baby.
He says, hi, Mom. He says, I love you. He's real excited for you, by the way. He's just very excited for you.
Lots of things coming up. Yeah.
Yes.
And we have...
Yeah, he's definitely... Yeah.
And we got to have the wonderful channel, Denise Ramon at deniseramon.com. And, of course, our regular, Ryan Adragna, who can read energy, heal, balance chakras, cleanse chakras. Like, he's the energy dry cleaner, right? Like, aren't you, Ryan?
You have me blushing now, but thank you very much. I'm happy to be aboard here. Thank you.
But everybody send your prayers because he's in Wisconsin. Apparently, this huge winter storm is headed his way from the northwest. So just pray for everybody in his path. All right. So anyway, here's what we're going to do today. Our little boy, Eric, big boy, is going to share his take on the current state of humanity and also what the future holds for us too. And he's going to share all the elements, maybe especially the level of divisiveness. Okay, I can't talk. Versus love and how we're going as far as the collective spiritual contract is concerned. So I'll let you take it away, Eric and Denise.
Okay. Again, he's saying hi. He's like real excited. It's like we're sitting around a table of four is how he's showing me. He's at the head of it. But he says on the, and you're asking about the level of humanity as far as where we're going.
Yeah, the state of humanity. Yeah. Where are we and what is in the future?
He's saying that it looks real cloudy and murky right now from, you know, if you stand back and look at it, he says, but really, he says, if you look at it from the spiritual perspective of what's going on, there's a lot of clearing going out. So it's not as murky looking as it appears. It's really, it's like the water is getting clearer. Because things are being cleared out. It's like he's showing me, it's like things are being dredged out. So, of course, the water gets a little murky looking. But, you know, once the natural stuff, you know, is can settle, then it all gets clear. And he says that's what's happening. He said that this is, you know, and he says he knows people will disagree in that. But he's telling me this is really an amazing time to be here. And that's why there's so many more births happening. He says there's a birth rate happening that people are just getting pregnant,
really?
like they didn't expect it or whatever, because souls are wanting to come here, he says, because this is a really good time to be here. He says, you know, of course there's a lot of pain and a lot of difficulties or whatever, he says, but we're headed in the right direction. I feel like we're being, in a way, chaperoned or guided from the other side in some aspect, the way he's showing me.
God knows we need all the help we can get. You know, it's really interesting because Osama bin Laden said the same thing about the Middle East situation, that, you know, it's like oil and water, dirt, just mix it up, it's all cloudy, and then eventually everything just settles and maybe... That's what we're doing, going through these growing pains and just shaking things up so that we can clear the clutter. Say clear the clutter really fast, like 15 times. That is not easy. Clear the clutter. Clear the clutter. Go ahead. How about which wristwatch is the Swiss wristwatch? I know all your listeners are going to have to try it. Come on. Which wristwatch is the Swiss wristwatch? Okay, enough said. Go for it.
Okay. Eric's laughing at you.
I know. I'm just freaking crazy.
But he says, you know, he's saying one of the main things that we have to stop doing, but we all do it, and he says we all do it. Is that we got to stop attacking people and pointing the finger at them and really saying how they're wrong, they're bad, or they're this or that. Instead, we need to start holding all of this stuff in the light because that works. That makes things happen a lot quicker and a lot smoother. And he says, you know, because all that's going to take care of itself. The universe always takes care of itself. And I feel like he's directing that into a lot of the stuff that's going on and everything. Just within the U.S. alone, but he's saying if we could just hold them in a space of love, and he says that doesn't mean that you condone what they do or you're excusing what they do, because he says there's a cause and effect. You know, there's consequences to our behaviors. So all of that will take care of itself. And he says, but we really like to get in that boxing ring and really tear it up.
I know.
He says, until we're in it, then when we're in it, we want everybody to be all forgiving.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. But it's amazing because that's the ego at play. And the ego thrives on this illusion of separation. And there really is no separation. We are all part of a collective. And so when we do crap like this and judge one another and say, you're wrong and I'm right, then, you know, we're hurting the entire collective, including oneself. So it's just silly. But, you know, it's hard. It is really hard. I got my ego slapped out of my ass by raising five kids, two of them very difficult, okay? So I'm pretty humble. but it's really hard when you have an ego to avoid doing stuff like this and creating judgment and pointing and making labels and comparisons and judging and just creating rifts. And I think that's part of the divisiveness we see, particularly politically. Like, I will state a fact, something on Facebook, and oh my God, people get so angry and attack and are really cruel. And that's only because I every once in a while read a comment or two, but I generally to freedom of freaking speech. You know? I've sacrificed enough. I don't need to give that up too. So, but anyway, people are so quick to, you know, to attack people with another point of view. And instead of saying, well, let me investigate this because I've investigated all sides. Let me consider it. And like, no, I disagree. Okay, that's it. But no, they have to hurl personal insults. And the toxicity now is just horrible. Too bad.
Eric says yes. And he's saying that that's what he's talking about. Because then he says ego is just full blown. And he says, you were not supposed to love everything that everybody does, but what you can do is love that person in the space that they're in. That doesn't mean you accept it. That doesn't mean you agree with it or you like it or whatever. But it's about just allowing them to be and not let the ego come in. But he says what's happening is their ego is coming in, and it brings up fear within them.
That's what's
coming out of their mouth is fear.
Ego is so rooted in fear, right?
Yes. And that's where it's coming from. He says,
So I want Ryan, can you read the energy of the collective of humanity?
I'm just going to chime in. I was writing some quick notes down for my spirit team as I called them in, and the word consequences came up, and they also said to me, there is no right or wrong. In other words, in terms of consequences, if a kid comes up, say you put the heat on a stove burner, and it's bright red, and a little kid comes up to that stove burner, and they're like, oh, look at that red stove burner, and they touch it, they get burned because they like it. It's nice and red. There's no right or wrong about it. They just touched it and they got burned. They're not going to do it again. So consequences, they're like, after they touched it, they got burned. They're like, that hurt. I'm not going to touch red again.
So what you're saying, Ryan, so what you're saying, Ryan, is kind of what Eric says, is that, you know, there is no right or wrong. Everything is just an experience. And i.e. a teachable moment. That's it. Everything has value. Even the quote negative has.
Everything.
So what's your energy read? Yeah. What's your energy read on gulp? Tell us what's the energy. It's all black. It's horrible.
I think
got
the collective 666
written all over our chakras, the human race. I know. Go ahead. Oh my God. Be gentle, but be gentle.
Yeah. Maybe I should get a tattoo of 666 on my forehead, and people be all freaked out, and I'll be on YouTube in 30 seconds from now. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
But,
can make a billion bucks.
People tend to be judgy-wudgy of each other. But I just want to say that, and I like how Eric nailed it through Denise, consequences. When you do stuff, there are consequences whether you like it or not, and sometimes the consequences can be positive, and sometimes they can be negative. Mm-hmm. The consequence of touching that burner is you're going to be in the Hurt Locker for a few days and you have a scar on your finger, whatever. Or there's a positive consequence. Maybe you won the Powerball. It depends upon the person's experience, what they signed up for before they incarnated here. There's a contract and there's an experience. That's what people need to understand.
Well, I think the most important thing that people don't realize is everything has consequences. Every choice, every action, everything has consequences, and it's up to you to turn that consequence into something valuable, a teachable moment. I mean, a lot of people don't, but you have to say, okay, I burned my finger. Now, what have I learned from that? Or, okay, I talked back to my boss. I got fired. What have I learned from that? That's valuable. It's going to make me a better person, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And sometimes what people need to understand is that there's two distinctions, a contract or experience, and they signed up for it before they got here. Or if it was just an experience like, oh, shit. Crap, that really hurt. I'm not going to do that again. they have to learn from that, and they're not going to do it again. They're like, and here's the oxymoron. What if when a stove lit up, it turned black instead of red? You know, I mean, what if they manufactured stoves to be red, and when they turned hot, they turned black?
It's stuff of the devil. Don't touch it. Satan's stove, man. Satan's stove. Yeah.
Eric has pointed on there's no right or wrong. There's just consequences, and you have to learn from that stuff, and you have to.
That's your choice. You don't have to learn from it. You can stick your head up your ass and not learn from it, but that's up to you.
But there's no right or wrong in that either. I think that's the thing of humanity. Humanity is here on Gaia to understand that and learn from that. Otherwise, if we don't learn from that, how we grow and develop.
I know. You're right. Yeah. Okay, so is the energy read? What is the energy read on? Can you read the energy of the collective? Is that even possible?
Yeah, the collective's a hot mess.
Oh, my God. Well, what does the energy look like? Is it, what colors are, I don't know. What, I don't know how to describe reading energy of the collective.
I don't think I could do that right now because I'm no Audie Heron or anything like that. But I think that together with everyone, the collectiveness of all the Facebook pages and everything like that, I think the collective energy is what people need to understand is that Gaia, this is a master classroom of learning and development. This is mm-hmm. not easy to be here on Gaia. It's not easy. I mean, we're not in kindergarten here. We're trying to get our PhD. We're trying to get our master's degrees here right now.
God dang it. I just want the cliff notes. For the love of God, give me the freaking cliff notes and let me pass the exam.
Do they have cliff notes anymore?
Really?
I can't find those at Barnes and Noble.
Of course they do. They also have a pink monkey or something like that. All right, so Eric, are we on the down or the up as far as the progress is concerned?
We're not on the down. He says because we're still a little slow to learn. There's still a lot of resistance because, you know, he says it's the same equivalent to, excuse me.
Bless you.
He says it's like trying to take a pacifier away from a baby, like winging them off. It's painful. There's separation. They're having to get used to how to soothe themselves differently, how to comfort themselves. And he says it's a process. And he says this is kind of the same thing, but it's going to be longer. But he says we're on the uphill, but we're not starting at the bottom anymore.
So we're not like a slack tide, right? We're not plateau to the bottom and about to go up. We're actually on to just beginning upward movement.
Yes. And he says, and we can we decide how fast we want to move and stuff. He says it's about us coming together. And he says, he's not wanting to get into details, but he just wants to use this because people really understand this. He's using the abortion thing. There's something about abortion. I don't know what, but he says there's something about that. Instead of being so against it and angry or so for it and so mad because of whatever stuff is going on with it, he says get into the light of it and being in the love of it, the collective consciousness of the...
Wait. Okay, say that one more time because it cut out.
Get into the collective consciousness of the love, seeing the abortion issues and sending that love and trusting and believing and knowing that the universe is going to support what is best. And he said, and stay in that instead of getting it. Because when you get into the, you're wrong, abortions are right, or you're wrong, abortions are killers, you're in that same type of energy as the pros and the cons. So you want to get into the other one. So whatever your belief is about it, get into the other one because then things are going to be able to move quicker and faster. And he said, surprisingly enough, both sides will be pleased at whatever the outcome is. It's that way with everything, If you would get out of that ego stuff and the finger point and prove it. Because what you're trying to do is prove to the other side or prove to someone you're right and they're wrong.
Right.
And as Ryan said, and Eric is saying, there's no right or wrong. There just is.
Yeah, you're just spinning your wheels, man. The thing about the whole abortion thing is it takes a little different slant when you consider that we are eternal beings, including these little souls. So, anyway, Eric, so what we're going through, is that part of a grand spiritual contract for humanity that we decided upon as a collective? And can we even decide upon our, you know, our contract as a collective, as humanity?
He said, yes, we can, and yes, we have. And he says, everyone that's here right now, incarnated on this planet, has collectively agreed to it. I do keep feeling that we have outside help, and he makes me feel like we have help from other entities, other, I'm going to say it, ET. We have help.
Well, thank God. We need all the help we can get, please. Well, what's the purpose? Go ahead, babe.
Well, and he says, you know, there is a solution, and we're working towards the solution, and that's why so many people are screaming and crying and kicking and screaming and raising all kinds of havoc along the way and pointing fingers. Is because everybody's becoming uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're taking that pacifier is getting.
Well, that's growing pains. You know,
yes.
That's basically growing pains. But so why? What's the purpose of this spiritual contract? What are we using this contract to learn as a collective, or to teach?
He says what we're learning from it is that we're more than just this body. And he's showing me like we're learning that we do come from a place of love, and he says he's showing me that we're learning that we do come from a place of love, that we're learning more about that we're just more than this flesh, and not just us as humanity, but every living thing is so much more than what you see. From the animals to the wildlife, you know, to the plant life, to the oceans, we're starting to learn more. And he says,
thank God.
Yeah, and that in itself, he's shown me, is like, it's growing. We're growing spiritually. And then he shows me like a candle flame. Like, that's like getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's the whole thing. He says, if we would just quit taking ourselves so damn serious. And and when he says that, I'm like, I know, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I do.
She got called on it.
But he says, you know, but this is what we want. But he says, if we would just get out of the illusion and realize what's really going on, and look at ourselves, then everything would go a lot quicker. He says history has repeated itself so many times. But
yeah, we are slow learners. I'm a slow learner too. So I'm there.
He says we are definitely. He says we are slow learners, and he says we're very persistent in not wanting to learn.
But since there's no linear time, truly, it's okay. We can take our time.
He says, yes, but he said, that's true. And I was talking to him about that, too, about everything now and everything going on. But he says, but it doesn't fit well with our souls, our higher selves, and that's why there's so much uncomfortableness.
Oh, yeah, of
course.
Because
we're going against what our higher self, what our soul, our spirit is all about. And that's why there's so much uncomfortableness. And that's what's creating all of this, he's saying.
Okay. All right, two more things before we take callers, people. First, I want to see if you have – I found an amazing entertainment lawyer, Mark N. I won't say his full name because I don't know if he wants me to, who's going to help me get this out via a reality show or whatever to try to bring spiritual awareness to the masses. You have any messages for the dude, Eric?
When you said that, I just see, he shows me like a keyhole, but in the shape of a heart, like a skeleton, mm-hmm. those skeleton keys way back when.
Okay.
And he's showing me a keyhole, like the shape of a heart, and he's showing me he has the key to that opening.
What do you mean?
He has all the wisdom, the words, the know where to go, the knowledge, and it's like he knows who to speak to, who to talk to. I feel like he's very solid in his footing, and when I say that, I mean in like who he is as a person. He mm-hmm. feels very like he's very solid. Eric is saying, I also feel like this man's very intuitive, is from what Eric is showing me, because Eric says just tell him to follow his gut. Yeah, he makes me feel like this man is very intuitive.
So do you have any other advice or message for him?
He says keep following your leads. I guess he gets leads or something. I don't know. But he says keep following your leads is what he keeps saying. Because the way Eric is showing me and stuff, it's like everything's going to be presented to him. It's like he knows where to go. It's like, and I don't even think he says, I don't even think he says like, well, I'm intuitive. I think he's just like, well, I know to go here, so I'm going there. He doesn't put the two together.
Oh, yeah. So is he part of our spiritual contract to get this all out to spiritual awareness via not only a reality series, but a scripted series and maybe a movie? I don't know. And of course, there's a documentary on the books too.
Is he part of the contract? I feel like, yes, he is. I feel like he became part of the contract not prior to incarnating here on this planet.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like, you know how you go back when you sleep at night and all this stuff and visit or whatever, you know, you
right,
do on
right.
it. I feel like there was negotiations going on then. He's like, okay, I'm going to do this. So then it became his contract or
so with his spirit guides
like
and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So Eric,
yeah.
You got to back him up, right? You got to help him. You need to prank him a little bit. Have some fun with him, but nothing scary. Okay.
Yeah. When you said that, he's definitely backing him 100%. And I feel Eric is like clearing the way. And when you said pranking, I feel like he will not be too aggressive with it. But he will definitely know like something just happened.
Oh, yeah. How far to push. But, you know, dude, I want you on if the reality show comes to fruition, it'd be so cool if you prank or visit or whatever the cast, the crew members, all that. It'd be so awesome because, God dang, that would – I mean, if you had definitive proof, do you know what that would do? And the media would have a frenzy over it. And it would prove to people or at least help support the evidence there is life after death. Are you going to do it?
Well, as you're saying that, as you're doing it, he says – he's showing me he is definitely going to – be involved with the crew members, as you say. He's definitely there will be some interaction in there, there's definitely going to be some interaction. Some of them will be able to say, "Oh, it was this or whatever," but when you get several people talking about the same thing, then it's like, "Wait a minute."
Uh-huh. I mean, he does some things that are just unavoidable. You can't dispute it. Go ahead, Ryan.
I have to interject here. I'd be like, I walked down to my apartment. I'm like, I swear to God, I closed that garage door last night. Why is it open right now?
Uh-oh. Eric. Oh, boy. That's so funny. All right, well, as long as he doesn't hide my iPhone, I'm good. But anyway, so let's go ahead and take callers. You guys ready? Eric, you ready?
He said yes. Yes, Mom. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, we got somebody from the 775 area code. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for calling.
Sure. It's W-E-N-D-Y, Wendy. And
so do you have anything, a question for Eric?
I do, Eric. Thank you. I had a horrible experience yesterday when I saw a doctor. She was abusive towards me. And her first name is Diane. I will not say her last name on the air. I know better. But
yeah, because you're not Mom, and Maggie's going to go to her place and rip her a new one, okay? You don't do with that with my peeps. I'm kidding. But not.
Well, I had a horrible fall on March 14th, and she's written me off work from March 14th through December. But
I
asked her to sign the paperwork for ADA so that I do not lose my job, and apparently she refused. So I'm going to see another doctor tomorrow. And her first name is very interesting. It's Z like zebra, A-I-D-A, Zeta. And her last name starts with an A.
Wait, Z-A-I-D-A?
Right, that's her first name. And her last name starts with an A.
Oh, my God, that is a sign, dude. That is a sign. Because that's the first name of my husband's main secretary. There we go. And that's unusual, okay? Cool, that's a sign.
Very unusual.
Okay. Yeah.
And, but my appointment is this Thursday at 8:40 in the morning. So I'll be very diplomatic in my approach to her. Of course, she's going to evaluate me. And I will state that I think I have to mention to her that my experience with this other doctor was not very good. I found her very cold.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to let her know exactly what's happened and ask her, you know, if she feels in her medical opinion that I should be off work longer, then so be it. If she feels I should go back to work on Monday, then I will respect her medical opinion. But even beyond that, I need her to sign my ADA paperwork so that I do not lose my job. And,
oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I'm serious. So,
but she needs to explain either decision she makes. She needs to explain why she came to that conclusion. She can't just say, "Oh, well, because I get so many patients who are, you know, frauds and whatever." So that no, she has to come because you know I used to do disability exams, and it's extremely technical and very. I mean, you measure the angle of the arm, how it's right, and you know, it's so. And you give a percent of disability for this, that, and the other thing. So, no, it's extremely scientific.
You know what? I don't think it's by chance that we're talking today. My God.
I know it's not.
And when you said disabled, I had a horrific accident in a car about 30 years ago, and I had a broken back. It was a miracle that I learned how to walk again. But then... On March 9th last year, I was in the backseat of a yellow cab, and there was a rear-end collision. So that put me off work for 8 months. And then I had this bad fall on March the 14th. And I'm applying for ADA because that's there for people who cannot do their job for a physical injury or an illness. And I'm stating I cannot do my job, which is in a call center for medical insurance, because I cannot keyboard for 8 hours right now. Also, there's a concern regarding my balance. And physical therapy put in huge notes supporting me about this. So I'm going to see this new doctor at 8:40 on Thursday. And I am filled with prayer that...
Yeah.
She will work with me and fill out the AD. All she has to do is the medical secretary will send her the form, and they'll have it all filled out. They'll just base it on all the notes, and that all she has to do is say, I approve or not approve. So do you feel that this new doctor, first name starting with a Z, A-I-D-A, last name starting with an A, will she Will she help me? Will she fill out the ADA paperwork so that I keep my employment?
Eric says yes, right away, yes. But also, you need to let the doctor know about Dr. Diane. I feel like this is not her first, second, or third complaint in her bedside manner. Eric also lets me know that I feel like she... it's like she's only allotted so many go-throughs, you know, like I feel like there's kind of a business in there. So
like a quota thing. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
she does an additional admin job at this hospital. And I think it really, really is important to her. And she's on a vendetta, and she works with the state to help eliminate needless off time from work. Well, I am telling you, there are tons of x-rays out there, and it's a miracle I can walk. Plus, I have arthritis in my neck.
Well, let me ask you real quickly. Is this a workman's comp injury?
No, it's not workers' comp. It's going to be, hopefully, ADA. I stepped out of my apartment door, and I was going to go to work. I stepped off the walk, and all of a sudden, I was flat on the pavement instantly.
Shit.
It was a hard fall.
Oh, my God.
The bulk of the impact hit me on my wrist. So I've got two sprained wrists. And this is something else this doctor did. I go in... paratransit showed up to take me to my doctor appointment. They were early. So I had to rush out of the house. I grabbed my leg brace and my two wrist braces. And when I got to the hospital, I walked in and I had to go to the medical secretary to fill out a HIPAA release form. And I will state under oath that I did not put on my wrist brace until after I completed the paperwork because it was too cumbersome. This doctor wrote notes stating, Wendy says that she wears her braces all the time. However, she was observed in the lobby of medical secretary putting on her braces. That's true, I was.
All right. Listen, we need to go on to the next caller, but let me tell you what I think. You've had a lot of accidents. And there's a reason for that spiritually. And you probably need to go to somebody like Tammy DeMersa or Dr. Andy Hahn, and you can email me about that, to find out why so this stops happening again. All right, darling?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let us know what happens,
but
okay?
You do honestly feel that this doctor will write me off
for
ADA?
Eric says don't worry about it. Eric says don't worry about it. But I would definitely listen to Elisa though about connecting with Tammy or that Dr. Hahn or somebody like Nature, because there's a reason why you're having these injuries. It's not
absolutely
granted.
Okay.
You did had an accident, but there's more to it than you just falling or being in a car accident or whatever.
Exactly.
So I would definitely.
And I've caught myself almost falling twice today. And,
oh, my God.
I agree with you. And I think that there's a reason why you and I talked today. So you said it's a sign because her first name is Zeta?
Yeah, it's cool. All right, I got to go on to the next caller, baby. I'll talk to you later. Keep us posted. Next week, okay? And let us know what happened.
Say prayers for me, please. Thank you.
Of course I
Definitely.
Will. Oh, I see Bye, these comes all the time. Bless her heart. Okay, we have somebody from the 678 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Hey there, just a quick question. This is Jim from Atlanta. Hello.
Hey, Jim. Oh, hi, Jim.
This is Eric, Denise, Ryan. And Ryan, I feel you. I'm from Belvedere, Illinois. I know what the snow is like up there.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, Ryan knows Belvedere. I know the Southern Wisconsin. But he doesn't sound like a Wisconsinite. He's a transplant. I can't hear the Wisconsin brogue.
Wisconsin.
I was born and raised in Detroit.
There we
there
go.
There you go. There you go. But anyway, this is not a selfish question for me, just for me. This is for all the seniors out there. I suffer from tinnitus. And I know there's a lot of folks that are listening to you right now that probably have the same thing, whether it's very low or very high. But I'm just wondering if Eric can kind of look into, well, not my ears, but I mean this special case, and say, is there something like a medical healer or that could help in this case? Because this came about from gunshot fire, you know, from so it's kind of like a, I go to a shooting range, and one day I didn't wear my, that's, you know, that's a sign of my old age too, but I didn't wear all the protective hearing, and I know it's nerve damage. So I know there's medical healers out there. I wonder if he agrees with that, or if there's acupuncture, or is there binaural beats that could help? I wonder.
You know, as a physician, I will say that tinnitus is very often the very first sign of hearing loss. But okay, I'll let Eric take over. And then, of course, Ryan, you probably need to read his energy and figure out stuff too.
Eric says that he's glad, Mom, that you said that about it's the first stages of hearing loss. He says he's glad that you mentioned that because he says, because when people are aware of that, then he says, then getting these other alternatives and acupuncture or whatever, energy healing or whatever, definitely will help in that. But he says, he just makes me feel like that there's like even though it's a, we attach it to getting older, he says that's what we chalk it up to because we're getting older. He says it doesn't really have anything to do with age. He says it's more, he says a lot of it's our thinking. And he says when you're out there on that gun range and didn't have the protection, he said you already thought, I bet this is going to damage my ears. And then, so whatever, is, you know, all of our stuff is emotional, and then it attacks.
Oh, so it's kind of a thought creates reality thing? Like a law of attraction?
Yeah. He said yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
said,
exactly
yes.
What it is. And not to chip in here, Jim, but this is, excuse me, your hearing loss is not a contract for you. It's an experience, and it is reversible through healing. So feel free to drop me a PM on Facebook or whatever. We can talk about this. We can work this through. It is reversible, but it's not 100% reversible. But it's like a rubber band, okay?
Yeah.
The more, you know what I'm saying, it's rubber band's elastic, and over if you use it a million times, it'll lose its elasticity. But for you, it is reversible to some content. Okay, buddy.
Hey, wait.
Right.
Have you had hearing tests at all?
Oh, I'm sitting here with the best hearing aids on that money can buy.
Oh?
They're called Wide X. So I'm trying that route. I've done everything. I've done acupuncture. And not to go get, you know, say anything, Ryan, but there is a woman in New Zealand by the name of Jeanette Wilson. And she works with 11 spiritual doctors. And if you, Ryan, if you ever have a chance, just look up Jeanette Wilson on the YouTube and watch her perform.
How do you spell Jeanette?
Like Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E,
okay.
Wilson, Jeanette Wilson. And she, when you watch her work with her hands and she's manipulating energy in the air with her 11 spiritual doctors, I think all of you would be amazed at watching that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and Ryan has his own team. Ryan has his own amazing team that he works with. And also Tammy DeMersa. If you want to check out Ryan, y'all go to healingthroughspirit.com. Healings with an S, through spirit.com. But go ahead.
Yeah, and Jim, I appreciate that, Lisa. I'm just, Jim, you work with someone who resonates with you, okay? And I work with the spirit, vibrational frequency spirit realms from the seventh up to all the way up to prime source, the 12th dimensions. So what I'm just trying to say really quick in 30 seconds here is that this is not a contract for you. This was experience.
Good.
It is reversible in some capacity.
That's so awesome.
So find the healer that works for you. I don't care if it's Mary Jew or Bob or Ryan. Just find someone that works for you, okay? Find someone that
exactly.
resonates with you.
And your Facebook page, Ryan, is which one is it?
Just it's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Adragna, A-D-R-A-G-N-A, and I'm an easy find. Unfortunately.
Okay.
He's worked on me. He's worked on me, and he's amazing. Anyway, so, Jim, can you follow up with me and let me know how it goes?
Yeah, I will, and I'll leave this with a little expression. They say that a coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous.
Oh,
cool.
That is so cool. Oh,
hey, and
awesome.
Thanks, Eric, for pranking me on that 747. I love that red
dot. Oh, my God. That was so awesome. That was
keep it up, Eric. I love that guy.
Oh, he will. I love him, too.
He says
so
he loves
much.
You.
Yeah.
He says he loves you, Jim.
He loves Jim. And
Jim
sent me an awesome video testimonial. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything for you.
All right.
You're thanks.
So
thank you.
Have a
okay,
great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
On another note, and I don't know why I want to say this, you know, when you edit something, right, you edit the document. Okay, so, and this is so going down a rabbit hole, I want everybody in the audience to say, I edited it. Like you edited a document, because that is so funny. I edited it. Say it. Come on, guys. Now, raise your hand. I edited it. That's so
I edited
fun.
It.
It's awesome. Okay. I don't know what's going on with my brain. Okay. Now, we have somebody from the, let's see, the, did I already do this one? The 907 area code. Hi there. How
Hello?
Are you doing? Did I already
Hi.
Call you? Did I mess it up?
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the videos that you put out. I appreciate
sure.
them very much.
Sure.
The teachings, the channeling Eric teachings.
Thank you. Who
no,
are
I
you
really
talking
do.
To?
That's Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Where are you calling from?
And I live in Alaska.
Ooh,
wow.
Awesome. Oh, I love those reality TV shows with Alaska. I just, oh, my God. It's awesome. So do you have a question?
I know, I was
there?
Supposed to be, I was supposed, sure, yeah, I was wondering, because I've been, like, abducted, like, by extraterrestrials
oh, yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, where are they taking me and why?
Ooh, cool.
Well, Eric says, had me, because I wrote your name down in Alaska, and Eric said, and I wrote down yes, so yes, he's saying, and the reason why he's saying that is not for your validation, but so everybody knows that, yes, what you're saying is true. Evidently, he felt that was necessary. He tells me they're taking you to the mothership. So
mm-hmm.
whoever is coming to get you is part of your, it's like your family in a sense. So they're coming to get you, and he says they're checking on you. And what do they do to you?
It's like a medical procedure because I'm constantly sick, and then I notice that there's a vibration. Like I was supposed to die, literally. Like I was
Ooh.
Told I had like 2 to 6 weeks to live from Lyme's disease and stuff.
God.
And I remembered like because I had my like Moldavite rock with me. I was holding
mm-hmm.
it, and I asked them to beam me up because I know they've been taking me since I was little. And
wow.
I've asked them to beam me up, and when they did, I remember there was a shift, and then the doctor was like, whoa, what happened? Because you're not dying anymore.
Oh, that's so cool. So is she part ET, guys? I mean, Eric, is she like a hybrid or actual ET? Or I mean, they say that she's family, so what's up with that?
Because he's... like, yes, you're human, but your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call it, your higher self or that part of you, like the innards of you is what he's showing me. Like that part is, I guess you're not part human and part ET. It's like you're all a ET is what Eric is showing me. Because he's telling me that's why it's been so challenging and difficult for you to, like,
make
be
friends
here on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and be
difficult
in a human body and be in a human body with health. So, wow. So,
yes.
So are they trying to help her when they beam her up?
Yes. Yes, he says yes.
So,
it's like they're caring for her. He makes me feel like they're examining her and they're caring for her. Because you have what Eric says is a mission as to why you're here. And he says, Eric says he knows that it's been painful and difficult for you. He says, but don't keep focusing on the painful and the miserableness about being here. He says, because there is a lot of goodness with you being here also that you've experienced. And I feel like, are you born and raised in Alaska?
No, I'm from St. Croix, the Virgin Islands.
Well, you did a drastic culture
God,
shock
seriously,
thing because,
Jesus.
I know, my land. But Eric says you feel more at home in Alaska. Is that true?
Yes, just because the people are strange and so am I.
Well,
so why? What's her mission?
Stuff too.
What is
my mission?
Why is she an ET in the body? And what star system is she from?
There's something he's showing me, and I find this fascinating because I'm very fascinated with the Antarctic. There's some connection with you and whatsoever there in the Antarctic, because he makes me feel like there's a something there. And he says if you Google, you'll find, because people have done research, there's fairies, there's stories and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because I was going to apply for a job there.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know what? Alaska,
yes.
Antarctica, they're not too far apart, man. So, yeah.
I know.
It's cool.
That's why I asked if you were born and raised in Alaska, because he's making me feel like you're at home there. Like, this is rare, which I find odd, being from a tropical place that's absolutely gorgeous, too. But Eric is saying there's something to do with mankind, whatever it is. And he makes me feel like you talk to other beings in your head, but you're not making that connection. Do you notice that you do that?
Yeah,
like
I can telepathically talk to them. And I telepathically talk to animals, because I had a bear that almost charged me. It almost killed me at work.
Yes.
And I asked to stop, and I asked the bison to stop as well. I had one trying to charge me. And, like, I've stepped on bears. Like, people don't believe me, but I stepped on bears' paws because I'm clumsy and I don't pay attention. And they don't kill me. Like, they'll look at me like, you know, like, oh, there she is again. And then, you know, and they'll sniff me out. But they'll follow me around, and I'll ask them to keep their distance and stuff at times.
Cool.
But I will tell – I know I can telepathically talk to – like, I can even telepathically talk to my family members and my friends, and I can connect.
Cool.
I could read people's minds at times, which I try not
to
do because I don't want to invade privacy.
Oh, my God. My mind. Your brain will melt. I'm kidding. But anyway, okay, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And
thank you. I love Eric. Guess what? We have the same birthday. Like, I was born 9/21.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Eric says Eric says he cake for him on your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that. Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Oh, cool.
Bye. Take care, Charlotte.
Together with you, Denise, and find out more about this. That'd be cool. Hopefully she's still listening. DeniseRamon.com, people. All right, we got somebody from the 317 area code. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Okay. How you doing? What's up? What's your name?
I love talking to you guys. I'm Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hey, guys.
What you got for Eric?
Good, Eric.
Hi, baby.
Well, Eric, I just want to know, who are my guys and how can I get closer to them?
Good question.
Thank you.
Eric says the way to get closer to them is, he says you have to build a relationship. It's kind of like building a relationship, he says, with a friend, that you meet somebody and you just, you know, you really like them, and then you, he says, you text them and then you call them and you say, let's go for lunch, and then meet up for drinks or dinner, and you do this over a period of time.
Drink it with a spirit. Oh, yeah.
And he says, and then what you're doing is you're building a friendship, and he says, and you're, what you're really building is trust. And then a year or 2 years later, they become your best friend. And he says, that's how you do it with your guys. He says, you know, whatever form that is for you, you know, he's saying meditation. And when he says form, not everybody has to sit in the same chair every day and do that. Meditation can be like when you're taking a bath, when you're taking a shower, when you're walking a dog, pulling weeds. You know, my time mainly to do meditation is like when I'm ironing, because it's a thinkless job. You don't have to think.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I really just zone in and just start talking to people on the other side and my guides, and that's when I start doing my figuring out stuff time. And Eric says, do that. Get, and he says, first of all, he wants you to first start connecting with your higher self, because your higher self is really wanting you to acknowledge and know that they're there, because your higher self is you, male and female blended perfectly. And he says, start asking to get into connecting with that. For me, I gave my higher self a name because it just helps me. So, you know, whatever name you like, I named mine Grace because I love that name, Grace. I think I had another Grace. But just whatever you want to call it. If you want to call your higher self Joe, then call it Joe. But he says, do that and get familiar with their energy, with that energy, your higher self. And he says, and then the rest will just start flowing through.
And you can have Denise channel your higher self too. How many spirit guides does she have around her? And can you share any of their names?
Oh yes, please. I don't get names very well.
Because you know what? They don't really care about names. That's the problem. They don't.
Yeah.
Well, how many does she have?
You know, when you say that, when you ask, I see that there's three of them with her right now. And it's funny that I say, you know, you could call your male Joe, your higher self Joe, if you prefer a male, because I feel like you have two very influential, strong male guides with you. And there's also a female, but there's two of them with you. And I feel like those two that are with you, I feel like those two are with you in one of your recent past lives, like y'all had some type of involvement. I don't mean romantically, but just a connection.
You need to book a session with Denise and find out more about this. All right, guys, we're going to have to close because I...
Thanks, guys.
Not a minute! Oh, but thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, Chelsea. You guys, check out Ryan and Dragna at Healings Through Spirit. It's, you know, it's on the show page. And also Denise Ramon at deniseramon.com. Thank you. I love you, Eric. I love you, Ryan and Denise. Bye.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
And he says he wants you to give Dad a kiss, by the way.
Oh, I will, baby. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.